Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Desi Outsiders podcast, the Big 3-0. I'm Mino.
And I'm Ankita.
And as promised, this week we will answer all your questions.
Well, not all of them, but we will try our best. Do you want to know why we're Desi Outsiders and not Desi Insiders?
Oh my god, that's what she said. Do you really want to know who has more of a sex appeal?
Or about the fights Meenal and I have from time to time.
Keep listening and stay tuned to hear all the answers to all these questions and some very interesting ones as well.
Wow, season 2 started on 2nd Feb of this year and it feels like we just blinked and we're here at the season finale.
Like, how are we even almost at the end of May, Ankita? These past few months have just flown by, as you've just mentioned. And this season, so season 2, it's been quite stressful for a couple of reasons. Because as you know, there are always these little bits that we have to keep going back to all the time. And when we think that we've completed something, whether it's our website or technical stuff, something always pops up all the time. And it's so frustrating right at that moment when we're like, oh man, we forgot about this. But then when we come out of that, we actually learn a lot and we make sure we don't make those mistakes again.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of us. But, you know, I'm especially proud of you because ever since we started the podcast in September of 2016, how many major exams have you given?
I have no idea, Ankita. I've even lost count. I just gave one this morning.
I know,
so
right?
So my brain's kind of fried right now.
Yeah.
But it just turns out that during the year where I have the most final exams to give, which is my fifth year, I thought it would be clever to start a podcast, Stop Feminism India.
That's the thing. And like you said, you had an exam today morning as well, and you scored the highest possible marks in each and every one of them. And nowadays, when you come back to me with your results and you say, oh, hey, I got a one, I'm hardly ever surprised. And I'm really, really proud of you.
Yeah, even today, Ankita, when I messaged you, you were actually the first person I messaged, by the way.
Oh, I know. Thanks.
And so I was like, hey, Ankita, I got a one. And then you just like said, yeah, I knew that. And then I was like, why is she not hyped, this little bit?
I sent you a poop emoji because do you remember that? Do you remember last Wednesday when you had to cancel on me because you had to go study for your exam? I told you, don't worry, you do this, you study, and you come back and tell me you got a one, and I'll send you a poop emoji. And that's exactly what I did. Yeah, that's why I sent you a poop emoji. I was like, okay.
And I was just thinking, like, why isn't she happy for me? Why is she sending me poop emojis?
So I think that's enough banter. I think it's time to do what we like to do on the last episode of every season, and that is answer listener questions. Although I think we made a stupid mistake this time, you know, I think, you know, because we decided quite early on that we'd answer all the questions only in the last episode of every season, we ended up collecting all the questions that we received, and so this season we've had to pick and choose from close to around 30, 35 questions, and we only have time to answer close to 10 of them, if I'm not wrong.
Well, every passing week, Ankita, something exciting has always come up. You know, we had Simmer Singh, then we wanted to release an episode on the case about Bhavna, then you were in London, and we wanted to speak to Priyanka. So I think this is the only time we've actually had to sit down and collect all this all of these questions because we're so popular.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm sure that by the time we release season 3, though, we will have a system in place to tackle this. So let's start off with the first question we received for the season, okay? Okay, are you ready, Barb?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's from Ria, and she says, "Do you have any tips on time management? I'm a student and I want to pursue my passions in the arts, but I don't know how to balance it with my studies. Meenal is also a student, but she seems to be doing so much. Help, please." See, Meenal, I think this is so perfectly timed because like we mentioned earlier, you just finished a major exam this afternoon and here you are recording this episode, and that is after your table tennis practice, right?
Yeah, I don't know, I'm still alive.
So what words of wisdom do you have to impart to this young listener of ours?
Well, so Ria, thank you for this question, actually. I think that we've grown up and we're surrounded by a lot of these terms like time management, efficiency, and all of these things. And it really doesn't mean much unless we are given a practical way to tackle all of these things. And I mean, Ankita knows that last week I found out very last minute that I had this exam because our schedules were a bit messed up. So I think that the word busy is a word that is very overused. And I think it's a common excuse that people go with, well, because it's quite easy, right? Like, oh, I can't do this because I'm busy. I can't do this because I'm busy. Oh, people even say, I have so many things that I'm so busy. So this word is just overused. And I think that you can never be too busy.
Yeah.
And I think that one thing that I've learned in the past few weeks that managing your studies and your passions and your hobbies is about time management. Of course it is. But to get there's a lot of filtering that you have to do. And that is filtering out all the clutter in your life. Now, I realized that during my study periods, when I would sit down and study, as I just like to procrastinate, maybe I'll spend 5 minutes scrolling on Instagram, 5 minutes on Facebook, here and there. So if you think about it, Ankita, if I add up every 5 minutes that I spend every day on Instagram, so let's say I scroll through Instagram 10 times a day for 5 minutes, that's 50 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of minutes a week. Yeah. So it means that you're wasting over 6 hours on Instagram a week. And in 6 hours, imagine how much you can actually cover, whether it's with your syllabus, with your studies, or with your passions, or whatever you want to do. So I think that I don't have tips on time management as such, but I have what I will say is that remove the clutter from your life and focus, because every extra chapter you read when you're feeling slightly tired, or every new painting you draw when you feel uninspired, is what really makes a difference, I think.
Yeah.
Anyone can sit down and study for 10 hours. You can do that. I can do that. But what really sets you apart from other people and what really sets you apart towards achieving greatness is that when you put in that extra 30 minutes when you're tired, that's when it really counts. And that's when you actually make the difference in your studying or whatever you're doing. So even let's say you're a runner or you're an athlete, if you have a schedule to run for an hour, but then you say, actually, you know what? I'm going to push myself for those extra 10 minutes. Is those 10 minutes that counts, not that hour as such. So I think that time management is a very broad thing, but I can just explain to you how I feel about this one sort of branch of time management, because I've just experienced it myself literally in the past week. So Ria, I think just reevaluate the things in your life that clutter your brain and clutter your mind, you know, filter everything out, whether it's social media, TV. And once you've nailed this, I think you can open at least one clear path in being much more efficient in what you do.
Or you can slowly start incorporating all of those things back into your life once you've figured this out. It makes a lot of sense. Also, I just want to point out that this question came in before we interviewed Isha from Lasya Dance on YouTube. And Isha is a chartered accountant, which is one of the most demanding careers out there. She's also a wife and she's built a dance empire on YouTube with thousands of followers. And she actually does talk about time management, especially in terms of students managing their studies and their passion side by side and how she did it when she was a student. So I'm hoping that Ria listened to that episode. And if not, we'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes of this episode. So any of you, if you're interested, you can go back and listen to that episode. It's actually a good resource to have.
So the next question is from Meher from Delhi. And she asks, oh my God, this is so funny. So she says, do you guys always get along with each other the way we see on the podcast? Or do you have disagreements and fight from time to time?
If we lived in the same city, I'd just walk into Meenal's house one day and set all her clothes on fire right in front of her eyes. Just kidding. I think we get along well for the most part. Would you say that too?
No, we get along well for all the part, I think.
We do get along well, but we can't possibly, like, as two human beings who are trying to grow. I think we can't possibly just get better at what we do without constant, you know, scrutiny and criticism. And one good thing about my relationship with Meenal is that we both established from the very beginning itself this freedom to do that, this freedom to be really
Ankita,
honest.
The very first podcast that we recorded,
yeah.
I remember I was like, Ankita, can you just sound more lively?
Yeah, Ankita, can you not be such a robot?
I said it. And that was like the very first deal of our friendship contract.
That we have to. Well, and I remember once when in our Instagram stories you posted, this was one of the first times I actually came up to you and said, no, Meenal, we can't do this, because you posted in the Instagram stories of Desi Outsiders, you were playing badminton. You said something which sounded a little naive to me, because, you know, from an Indian context, and I said, no, you can't post this because people could easily get offended by it. Mm-hmm, and I'm glad that we had this relationship where we had the freedom to just come up to each other. And
well, Ankita, I think on many occasions I've slipped in some way and you've pointed it out. And I've done the same with you too. And I think, Ankita, that we have disagreements because we're both two different people trying to build a brand together. And at the end of the day, one of us has to remind each other that, look, we're on the same team.
That
to working toward the same thing. But Ankita, I think that our disagreements or misunderstandings come from the fact that we're not in the same room working together. I really feel that if we were in the same room, it would make a huge difference, because I can't communicate with you 24/7. So if I communicate with you through WhatsApp, if you send me a text message, I might interpret it in one way. And you might not mean it like that. So then I'll think like, oh, why is Ankita being like that? But really, it's not that. That's not the case. And it's happened before. I've said like, Ankita, why are you being like that? And you're like, Meenal, this is not what I mean. I'm like, I'm sorry. So I think that we're both generally very busy every day. So we have to drop messages to each other from time to time, especially like if I have exams or whatever. But I think this creates a big communication gap between us. And we actually make the effort to Skype each other every single day. And if we can't do that, it has to be done through mail or through any other means. But I think that when we were together in Scotland, it was a case of Meenal do this, Ankita do this,
and we
done.
Were so efficient, like so productive when we were together.
And if there were any disagreements, we came to conclusions very quickly with no problem.
No questions asked. Like, it was really easy. And the fact is that as two human beings, we do have disagreements quite a lot of the time, but starting, you know, it could be starting from the design templates for our social media content or episode contents. I don't know. We could disagree on a lot of things, and it's just not Desi Outsiders anymore. We have Feminism India too, where we work with an entire team of writers. So there's always a lot of disagreements, almost on a weekly basis, or if not a daily basis. But we never go ahead without resolving an issue, and we never set each other's clothes on fire. So I think that's
I think we're both very honest with each other. Ankita, look, today I'm just really under the weather. Like, I don't want to do it.
Ankita, just shut up.
And you did the same with me as well. So so the next question is from Pratyush from Kerala.
Hi, Pratyush from
you
Kerala.
You have one fan from your hometown. So he asks, what is the most difficult thing about podcasting?
Oh, editing.
Well, you went straight into that. I've escaped most of it.
No. Hands down, the most difficult part about releasing our episodes every single week is the editing process, which actually my husband Shane does for the time being. But I sit with him throughout, essentially. And I have so much respect for all the people out there who record and edit their own podcasts, because now I know that a 30 to 40 minute episode basically is an hour long recording, and it takes close to 3 hours to edit, which mostly in our case is around 8 minutes to edit just 1 minute of audio. And then there's, you know, extra formatting work that takes place, and that takes an extra hour. Then there are release formalities and sharing, and oh my God, the editing.
And if we have a guest on the show, it gets so much more difficult, because all the guests we've had are based in different countries. And we ourselves are based in different countries. So three streams of audio, one person doing all the editing after a full-time job. You can do the math over that.
but we have a solution for season three, as I mentioned in the previous episode. Shane won't be doing it from now on. In fact, this is hopefully the very last episode that he will be editing for us.
Yeah, I feel so guilty, Ankita. You know that when I record, I'm like, okay, bye. And then I just go to bed and I sleep like a log. And then I just leave you two to toil away. And Ankita, you know that from the very beginning I've always said, if I can help in any way, like, I'm always here.
Yeah.
But you're like, Meenal, you literally can't do anything.
Yeah, and you saw this firsthand when you were here in Scotland. You actually saw the
Etty. Oh yeah, I saw it live in action.
Yeah.
And it's really not a fun process to sit through, and Shane has to listen to 2 hours of women chatting away, which is every man's nightmare.
Yes, but then I, you know, it was always, like I mentioned in the previous episode, it was a fantasy of mine to become like you, where I just finish recording and that's it. I don't have to worry about anything. And that's what we're going to do in season three, hopefully. So, yay. So the next listener question is from Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maddie actually sent a very sweet email to us. I'll read a few snippets for you guys. She says, "Thank you for bringing a part of your culture to me all the way in Canada. The social issues you guys talk about and mostly consider to be very Indian are things I can relate to as a Canadian as well, be it the discourse around rape, motherhood, or romantic love. Have you considered shifting the focus of your content from just Indian issues to things everyone globally can relate to as well?"
Wow, Maddie, thank you for listening, for tuning in to us all the way from Canada. It's a good question, because Ankita and I, with time, we've heard about this so much. People have asked us, like, is it just about India? Is it just about Indian households?
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to our last interview with Simmer Singh, we interviewed Simmer Singh from Unerased Poetry. And he said that people from the West would also contact him to say that they could relate to A Brown Girl's Guide to Gender and other social commentary that his platform produces. We are also starting to get many messages from people saying that the issues we discuss are not primarily things that you come across in Desi Homes alone, which is quite surprising, for me at least.
Yeah, and you know, we've actually talked about, you know, festivals like Holi or the IPL, which are things that only Indians would probably fully grasp. So I think I see the point in saying that most of the things are applicable globally, but we do have some elements which only Indians or Desi people can grasp. But to answer your question, Maddie, our primary focus, I think, would continue to be on issues related to India and you know, our Desi culture, because that's how we brand ourselves as two Indian women living in Europe and discussing social issues from an outsider's lens. But we're never going to limit ourselves to only discussions around things that we feel are Desi.
Well, to be fair, when Trump got elected, both of us kind of lost our shit a little bit.
Yeah.
We did produce a lot of content pertaining to that one issue.
Yeah.
I still believe it continues to affect us all on a global level. And we spoke about Serena Williams' pregnancy and everything else that we come across. But I think that we're not doing this podcast just for Desis to listen to. It's also a form of awareness as well.
Yeah.
So people understand the life that some of us have to live and the issues that most of us have to face. So if people who are not Indian listen to what we are saying and they have a solution or they can offer help, then even that's like, you know, even that would be amazing for us.
Or even an email from someone like Maddie who says that she can relate to things that we think are mostly just Indian. That opens our horizons a little more. When we hear that. So I hope that answers your question, Maddie. And the next question we have is also on a related note. It's from @DigiKiladi on Instagram, who asks, "Why be a Desi outsider? Why not be an insider? Why not be a part of the reconstruction of our country into a superpower?" Now, I'm just going to point out something that we've explained time and again, which is that the whole premise of this podcast is that it's hosted by two Indian or Desi women living outside India and discussing Indian or Desi culture from an outsider's lens. Hence the name Desi Outsiders.
And another premise I want to stress is how different we both are.
Mm.
Even though I was raised in Europe, I feel that I'm probably more fresh Desi than Ankita in terms of my upbringing.
Yeah, Meenal was born and raised in Europe, but speaks fluent Hindi, learned all the bhajans from a really young age, cooks great Indian food, travels to India often, and loves her country. You know, Meenal, you dance to Bollywood music way more than I do. And your general outlook on things is a lot more Desi than mine, if anything. So to think that I'm the one of us who was born and raised in India, and you are actually quite literally the outsider here.
Yeah. But to answer the part about why not be a part of the reconstruction of our country into a superpower. So first of all, I feel the word reconstruction implies that India was a superpower and somehow stopped being one for some reason. And then it has to be raised to its position of a superpower once again. We do agree on the sentiment that our country has much more scope for improvement. Every Indian does. Yeah. Every Desi does. That's what we are when we're patriotic about our country.
Yeah.
But we cannot sing songs of India's greatness. In fact, we cannot sing songs of any country's greatness. I mean, do you read the news?
Yeah. So, and also pertaining to the thing about why not be a part of the reconstruction? So this is what we are doing to get there, to like, not the reconstruction, but at least making a foundation, a strong foundation or base for our country's growth into a superpower. This is what we are doing to get there, which is A, hosting a podcast where we have diverse guests from our country, some who still live in India and others who don't. And we hold conversations with them to bring new perspectives to our listeners. And we ourselves hold a huge magnifying glass over all the social issues that we feel need to be addressed. And point number two of what we are doing is that we have started an initiative called Feminism India, where along with a team of writers, both male and female, we shed light on a variety of issues, starting from female genital mutilation to the Khasi clan in Meghalaya that follow a matrilineal system that's horrible for the men belonging to that community.
So we agree that we're probably not doing a lot to make India into a superpower, but we're trying. And we're doing whatever we can, whether it's a small amount or a big amount. And yes, we're doing it outside of India. And that's why we are the Desi Outsiders. That's not my outro, by the way. Like, we are the Desi Outsiders.
Oh, wow. I hope that answers your question at DG Kiladi on Instagram. And the next question is from Sophie from the US. How come you're still not over the Barb accent?
The Barb accent?
I don't think we're ever getting over that one. It started at the beginning of the season, right before you came to Edinburgh. Remember, you sent me the SNL video and that's when it started.
Man, I still regret that day. If I could get a time machine and go back. Ankita, I've actually grown out of it. It's only when I speak to you but that I transform into Barb. But you're just married to this accent now. There's nothing you can do.
I tend to do that a lot. I don't use the Barb accent just with you. I do that with Shane. Shane does it back with me. And then I talk to my other friends. Like all of my friends, be it Priyanka, whom we interviewed recently, she also started talking like Barb because I did that to her. And I do this a lot. When I like something, I stick to it like candy on teeth. And I do that with restaurants and food, people, everything. I don't think I'm ever...
Yeah, like you're stuck to me too.
Yeah, I'm never going
like,
to outgrow you.
I feel
you.
Like one day you're not going to allow me to marry a real man. Because you think that he might take you away from me. You just like to keep me like as a little puppy.
Like, side note, it's been more than a week since I spoke to Meenal, right? Because she had an exam and she disappeared and I was on my own. So today was going to be the one day after a long gap that I was going to speak to her. And I actually wore makeup for that.
Oh my God. You know, this is like the fifth time I've heard this and I'm still laughing.
Yeah, it was so sad that you couldn't make it and I had to go take a shower before you came. But I did put on like nice clothes and makeup so that I could talk to you and look good because it's been such a long time. But
oh, Ankita, that's so sweet.
But yeah,
but before this gets weird,
yeah.
Let's go into the next question.
It's Barb and Barb forever.
Oh my God. Anyway, so this person didn't leave a name or location for us, and it was quite a long message. But we'll just paraphrase it, and the question is. So with season 2, you launched Feminism India. Do you have anything exciting planned for season 3 as well? Well, Ankita, I don't know if you agree with me, but we didn't really plan to launch Feminism India during season 2, right?
No.
It was just something that we had in progress. And while I was in Scotland, we just sat down and said, hey, let's just get on with it.
I still remember you sitting on my couch on the night of Feb 15th and
See, this is why I get scared. I'm like, I don't know what information you have.
It was Feb 15th and
what time was it?
It was definitely past like 7 p.m. I don't care what time it was.
I was expecting you to say like 8:36.
No. But we'd ordered pizza and we had the TV playing in the background and we were just randomly designing our logo, playing around with it. And we said, you know, hey, why not just launch? And we launched just like that on 16th of Feb. Feminism India was out there in the world. It really wasn't planned. It just happened.
But to answer your question, we do have something planned for, not for most of season three, but around the time of the release of season three. It's not a huge thing, but it's something that will be really fun for Ankita and I to do. So we're going to try something out. You'll just have to wait and see what we have for you.
It's really exciting, especially considering what I do for a living. Okay, that's a hint. But coming back to the questions, Mira asks, when are you guys meeting up next? Please do vlog when it happens. I loved the vlog from Meenal's visit. Love you guys.
Oh, that's a really sweet message, Mira. Yeah. I feel that apart from our videos and podcasts, our overall creativity is at a different level when we're together.
Yeah.
We're just so much better at firing away ideas. I mean, when we did Valentine's Day at the Desi Outsiders headquarters, like... We were coming up with some crazy stuff that we didn't actually do because we were limited with our resources. Because there were some things that we wanted to do, I remember, which needed maybe two cameras or three cameras.
Three cameras, We only had
We needed a tripod stand. We had none of that.
Yeah.
But there are so many things going on right now, especially like, don't forget, I'm a medical student as well. So I'm sure within the next 2 months, we'll definitely meet up and we'll come up with a lot more exciting stuff.
I mean, there's so much behind the scenes that you guys don't even know about from the time Meenal visited. One evening, do you remember, we thought it was snowing. No, we saw that it was snowing.
Oh, yeah.
We decided, okay, we're going out in the snow. We're going to play in the snow. And I went inside, got my chappal and came out. And it stopped snowing. It started raining. It was weird. But then that evening, we sat down, we got into Shane's Facebook and started commenting on your photos.
Yeah.
Hi, Meenal. Are those your cousins? Nice chappals, Meenal. That was really
That's the kind of stuff that we, like, I would never do that with anyone.
Yeah, I wish I'd vlogged that. I wish.
Yeah, because that was so funny.
We were just laughing. I've not laughed like that in a while. So I wish I had the camera up and we were just vlogging that bit. It was so funny.
Yeah. But the next question, Ankita. Okay, so just before I actually even go into it, I promise I haven't made this up.
Oh.
I couldn't help. I had to include it. So the question...
Oh, shut up.
Oh, what? I haven't even said it.
Yeah, I know what's coming.
Call me some slack. The question is, why is Meenal the sexier one?
Shut up. Okay. Okay.
You shut up. I want to point out that it looks like everyone thinks that I'm the sexier one. I get the... You can tell us your thoughts about that.
Okay, first of all, it was an anonymous person with a fake name on Facebook. I know this because I tried to stalk this person, but
because you stalk everyone, so anyone who comes near you will be like,
especially someone who sent a message saying, what was it? Why is Meenal the sexier one? I went and stalked this person and I failed because after this person, he or she sent that stupid message, the account was deactivated.
Oh, shut up. That did not happen. You just made that up.
Oh, shut up. You go find it. You shut up. No, secondly.
Gosh. Oh my God. How weird is it that someone was asking us if we ever argue? And that's actually what we're doing now?
No, firstly, this person was fake, anonymous, does not exist for all we know. And secondly, it was only one person, even if he or she existed. It's only one person so far who thinks that you're sexier or whatever.
But someone still called me sexy, Ankita. So it's 1 point to me, 0 to you. You might catch up in season 3. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing, dear listeners. Just because Meenal is taller, more athletic, and has longer hair and duskier skin does not mean that she is sexier than me.
You've just said all the reasons why I'm sexier.
No, that's just, like, I could list only 4.
And it's not longer hair, it's luscious hair.
Shut up. But my sex appeal went down the second I got married. And you have the single thing going in your favor. So if I were single, people would hit on me too, okay?
So Ankita, although I've been labeled as the sexier,
you don't have to keep reminding me that
partner in our
and now for the final question of this season, and it's from Ankita in Pune.
Ankita, did you just send a question as Ankita from Pune?
Shut up, Ankita.
Did you go on Gmail and make an account for Ankita from Pune at gmail.com?
Ankita is such a common name in India. I knew so many Ankitas growing up in Delhi, and one of my friends whose name was also Ankita, she was commenting that if we went to a crowd and we screamed Ankita in Delhi, at least 5 Ankitas would come and ask, like, what's up? because it's that common. That it's a very common name in North India. Anyway, Ankita from Pune asks, what happened to the YouTube videos, those for fun? Life happened, Ankita. Life happened.
So weird. It feels like you're talking to yourself.
I do that too.
But worry not, Ankita from Pune. We will be back with more videos in season 3. It's just that towards the end of season 2, things were just getting a bit hectic with the podcast, Feminism India. And this is one thing that Ankita and I have always discussed, and that we don't want to put out content just for putting it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, we really want to put in effort and actually really suck our creative juices to create something special. So it's just been a bit stressful for both of us, but we decided with the new season, we'll have new content and regular content. So the videos aren't completely gone. We'll definitely be back.
Yep, we'll be back. And with that, sadly, we have to say goodbye to you guys for some time. But don't be too sad, because you have a resource of 30 other episodes to fall back on if you miss listening to our beautiful peacock voices while we're gone.
Speak for yourself. My voice is amazing. Clearly, when that guy was saying, why is me a little sexier? He was talking about my accent and my luscious hair and my lovely skin and my beautiful eyes and my athletic body.
And your voice. Kidding. And your voice as well. You know what? Let's ask our listeners whose voice they like better. My weird peacock voice or that stupid grating sound you make every time you open your mouth to speak.
Okay, fine. Let's ask our listeners and let's see if they really pit us against each other. Leave a comment or write to us and let us know whose voice is much more. Which voice actually has more of a sex appeal?
More than a sex appeal, whose voice do you actually like listening to more on this podcast? And while you're doing that, please leave us a review on iTunes as well, because listeners generally like to see if other people have enjoyed a podcast before they start listening to one. Also, we've noticed that the best way to get more people to listen to us is by word of mouth. And we've had so many wonderful people come to us and let us know that a friend recommended this podcast to them. Thank you so much if you've been one of those people who recommended our podcast to someone else. But please, please, please do us a favor by telling at least one friend about us before you go to sleep tonight. So thanks in advance.
You can follow us on social media at The Desi Outsiders and drop in a mail with any suggestions or questions you have for us. Our mail ID is mail@desioutsiders.com. So until season 3, I'm Meenal.
And I'm Ankita.
And we're The Desi Outsiders.
Okay, bye.